But right now I'd like to bring up Rob, who likes to present comedy, and he's been here a few times. I hope you'll give him a warm welcome. Rob Forsese.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? Hanging in there? That's right. Well, I was driving up here today, and I found I have a new respect for my car. You know? And no, it's not just because it gets me from point A to point B. My respect goes deeper than that. Yeah, because I realized my car won't move unless it's tired. What? Yeah, heck, it only runs when it's exhausted. Right? Shoot. Well, with all the problems in the world, I have to say, I think to every problem there's a solution. Yeah, I said it. Amen. Every problem there's a solution. I once burnt myself smoking marijuana. Now I have pot holders. Yeah. Yep. And although my week has been boring because I had to work, but when I get really bored, I just like to go up to pregnant women and say, "How's it kicking?" Yeah. Yeah. Some of them slang terms, though, do confuse me. I never really understood them, like the phrase junk in the trunk. Exactly. Junk in the trunk. It just sounds so blah, right? I mean, junk in the trunk. Elephants have junk in the trunk. Not a beautiful woman, okay? That's what I say. That's therefore I said it. Nah, but I'm normally a happy person, you see. But happiness can be dangerous if you're around miserable people. I mean, don't say don't worry, be happy unless you want a punch in the head. You know what I'm saying? But I was actually reading this article. They say men are happier than women because they can please themselves a lot easier. And I think it's a little different. I think it's because it doesn't cost much to keep us happy. You know, we can be happy with a beer and a ball game. Women have to go to the mall. And you see, I noticed there are two things in this world women love more than men: chocolate and shoes. That's right. And I'm so broke, I'm looking for chocolate-covered shoes. My wife's birthday cake's gonna be in the shape of a flip-flop. Yeah. The only reason why I say flip-flop is because I think flip-flops are sexy on women. Not because of the way they look, just by the way they sound. I know, I'm weird. Just listen to the sound. It's one of those aching sounds. It's like beautiful. I know, I'm just messed up. This is my job, thinking of weird stuff. Hopefully you guys will laugh at it. And what's the whole story about the price of high-definition televisions? I mean, do you really need to pay an extra $1,000 to see a zit more clearly? I mean, what's the story there? And, but I think everybody in this world is looking for the perfect loving relationship. Don't you agree? Absolutely. And I mean, the ones that you have confidence in. And why not? Why wouldn't anyone look for silence? Because the key to a perfect relationship is some form of silence. You see? Women like men that are confident, not cocky. The difference? Silence. They don't want to hear about how good looking you are. They just want to see how vulnerable you are. Yeah, I was holding my puppy all day. Yeah. And men want women that are confident and not insecure. The difference? Silence. Right? Honey, you're 130 pounds. You are not fat. I mean, they always mention how fat they are, right? And as you know, I'm married, and we just spent our second Columbus Day together. How romantic. I almost cried. But it always ended in an argument over, you know, me not picking up around the house enough, right? Because that's what they want to do, right, when you're married. You don't pick up around the house enough. Yes, honey, I took out the trash. Yes, I took... Come on, I walked the dog. No, what? I didn't take your beer. Jeez. So what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? You get a piece, you fall in love, and now you're trying to understand it. Amen. But I have to say, one job I've always never wanted to have is being a member of the press, being a member of the media. Imagine being a member of the media. Your job is to stalk celebrities, make their lives a living hell. You know? What? Nikki Hilton's in Paris? All right, print that. We don't even have to go to France. I got a picture of her and her sister holding hands. Front page story. LMAO. Which, in media terms, means lying my ass off. I mean, their stupidity is their paycheck, right? But anyway, I want to talk to y'all about relationships and being married, though. It's a beautiful thing. I want to tell you, I'm happy to be married, and I want to say I thank my wife every day for putting up with me. Every single day, and God bless you women for putting up with us men. I want to say that, because we could be trouble on Sundays, especially when the football game is on. Because in my opinion, football is okay to gamble on. No other sport, just football. You understand that? So women, when you say it's only a game, it may be your electric bill, okay? That's what I say. But I like to consider myself a gentleman, you know? Well, anyway, good night, honey. I love you, and I want to say peace to my grandmother who just passed away. I love you. My name is Rob Forsese.
Warmer hand for Rob Forsese.